Call the order of the board meeting for the Papua UNRD Natural Resource District. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Back door, there's a copy of the Open Meetings Act. Fire attorney, the agenda for tonight's meeting, I'd like to announce procedure to be used for the meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report, their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item, take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and actions. That quorum call.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Lindwald.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Kapinski.
Here.
Hazen.
Here.
Weiss.
Here. I have excuse absence for John Weiss. For adopted agenda, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Lindwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kapinski.
Yes.
Hazen.
Yes.
Aye.
And
Sherbrooke. Yes. 5, adoption of consent agenda.
So move.
Fowler.
Second.
Kapinski. Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Winwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kapinski.
Yes.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
And
yes. Item 6, proof of publication. I have here the affidavit that it was published in the Herald and Douglas County Post Gazette. Item 8, agency reports, Natural Resource Conservation Report. Andy Bowen Camp. Is that person here, Andy?
No.
Oh. Attached in your binder is the Natural Resource Conservation Service report. Time to read it. Pull it off, take it home, read it tonight. Or maybe you already did. Item B, the district, NARD, Rich Teager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD board did meet November 3rd and 4th in Grand Island, and we had a couple topics that were rather interesting, but one of which I'd like to make sure that the staff is aware of. There was a situation we were discussing our risk pool, and by the way, we are we're very financially sound this year in the risk pool, doing very well, but there was a situation where an employee was at home and somehow got injured. They don't use names. They don't tell us, you know, we don't get all the fine details. But he failed to report the injury because he thought it was very minor to the insurance company, or to the staff at his NRD. And it then turned out that it actually was a break. And it was 6 months down the line until it was, you know, for it to be determined, and filed a claim, and of course it was denied because it was way past the deadline for filing claims. And so the NARD did work with them to help them get paid off. So the message I guess I'm bringing to staff is to remind your staff that if there's any injury, get it reported, get it on the books in case a situation like this would arrive in the future. So
thanks, Rich.
And the other thing, I'm going to go back to the annual meeting that was held at Kearney, and at the lower Platte Basin meeting, I had made the recommendation that during the times of flooding, that it should be nice to get some cameras on the rivers so we could actually see the ice moving, since we don't have eyes up river all the time. And Lower Platte North, I guess, contacted us. I got a doodle. When I saw a doodle, I thought it was a sex thing. But apparently, I was supposed to put in a calendar date. John helped me with it, and so we will be...
Calendar date. With the calendar date.
Yeah, for... Not for... for a meeting. And so we will be talking about getting a camera eventually, or cameras on the river, which is kind of exciting to me. Another item that... This is kind of my pet peeve, is that in our agenda, item number 7 every month is manager's committee report. But for the last 4 or 5 years, it used to be the general manager would give, for the NRD that we were visiting, would stand up and give a report. But that went by the wayside. And so there really is no general manager's committee report. And I, for one, as your NERD representative, would like to know what the general managers across the state are talking about. So I would like to make a recommendation that, or a motion if necessary, that this district would support the reinstallation of the general manager reports. I don't think, John, you have any problem with that.
I'll second that.
I'll make a motion, and then we could pass this on to the NRD and NARD, and ask them. Of course, it's going to have to pass the NARD board, but I sure like to know what the general managers are talking about out in Lower Loop or the Upper Loop, wherever. And to me, I find that interesting. So I make that motion now.
Brett, can they just give him the authority without, since it's not, wasn't a, like a formal
agenda item, we'd have to post it.
But can they just concurrence that to do that, can the, without a vote?
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine with that. That's fine.
As our representative, you, by consensus, we concur.
I think something from the NAR, from GM would have more pull.
I'll tell Dean and
we can direct the GM. Sure. Bring that,
I thank
as
you
opposed
for that.
To a formal motion.
Because I think that's important. Mr. Chairman, may I be allowed to have 1 minute of this board's time for a statement and a question on a personal issue?
Sure, you may.
Thank you. I'm going to read this because I'm probably going to tear up, but most of you may not have known this past summer I had to put down my 14-year-old black lab, a male black lab, and ever since I was a child, I've always had male black Labradors. My wife Mary and I had as many as 3 male black labs during our close to 50 years of marriage, but for the first time, we finally decided to try a female black lab, Remy. She's a beautiful, loving, AKC registered black lab and a real joy to own and work with. Unfortunately, right after we obtained Remy, my wife started to develop some pulmonary difficulties, runny nose, infections, sneezing, headaches, and went to the doctor, and it was confirmed that my wife is allergic to Remy's hair and all female black labs' hair. Not males, but only females. Very unusual. This hurts me very much, but I consider you all kind of family here. But I decided today that I'm going to give her away to a good home. So if anybody here knows of someone that could provide a good home, I'd appreciate hearing from you. She's a good hunter. She loves children. She's 69 years old, a good cook, and a friggin' housekeeper.
I know she's tearing up.
That is recorded.
That concludes your report.
That was awesome, teaser. When did he get home?
Missed his call. He didn't stand up.
All right. Item with that.
Chairman of the
Committee reports, items 9A and consultant selection committee. Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the November 12, 2019 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for legislative representative services are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, government relations contract for Catalyst Public Affairs. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed contract for a period from December 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2022 with Catalyst Public Affairs for the provision of intergovernmental and professional lobbying services per the terms and conditions outlined in the agreement. And it's presented to the subcommittee with changes deemed necessary by the general manager. That's so.
Any comments from the general public or Mr. Gates?
It will take a lot of time. I wanted to thank the ad hoc committee.
Please introduce yourself for the record.
What's that?
Introduce yourself.
Oh, Tim Gay, President of Catalyst Public Affairs. Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you very much for the recommendation from the ad hoc committee and the full board for the time and effort you put into this. I know it wasn't just a standard situation, but I really appreciate your consideration and hopefully adoption of this resolution. With that said, I want you all to know I'm going to work, of course, directly with General Manager Winkler on most things. But if anyone else, please reach out to me. I always keep general managers informed of what we're doing, of course. But like I say, I think we'll do. I promise you, we'll do a great job for you. And if you got anything, I'll make sure that y'all have my personal cell phone, emails, and everything else. But again, we do have a team that will do a great job, and we're excited to work for you if we get the chance. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments from public, staff, directors? Paul?
Elmer.
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you have a...
You didn't raise your hand.
That was it. Okay, I'm sorry, roll call. Continue.
Bingle.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
And Shepherd.
Yes.
And B, ad hoc consultant selection committee for the RFP for stormwater inspection, Director Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To item 9B, be it resolved that the minutes of the November 12, 2019 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee, RFP, for construction stormwater inspections, Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership, are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, initial screening of proposals for consultant selection interviews. Recommendation that the subcommittee request interviews with JEO Consulting Group, Incorporated, SCS Engineers, and Tetra Tech in the order presented on December 5th, 2019 at 6 p.m. And I so
any public comments? Yeah, directors.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the things that's really important here is all directors have the same information. I've yet to receive a copy of the report sent. It was given to the ad hoc committee members. So that means, how can we make an assessment? You have not given me the information necessary to vote for or against this. So, in results, I'm going to say we should table this thing for 30 days so that all members, I don't know who else, did everybody here get copies? Did you get a copy? Kevin, I know you did. John, I believe you asked for it. Or Danny, I believe you asked for copies.
Correct.
Yep. Anybody else? Larry, did you get it? Mr. Chairman, did you get copies?
Yes, I'm not. I'm not here to go through a survey, but
okay.
I understand what you're saying.
Thank you, sir. Well, in the beginning here, or let's just go back. Until we all have the same information, it's tough to make quality decisions. Thank you.
Well, you made a motion to table.
Motion to table for 30 days.
Is there a second to that motion? Motion dies for lack of a second. Further discussion?
Call the question.
Director. I'm sorry, Director Jeff raises his hand, whoever asked that.
Is this the typical way this would always be done?
The selection committee, who's on the committee, they get the information, they make a recommendation, and then the entire board will receive those that are selected for the final review. So you'll be able to see all of those that they see. You can also come to the interviews if you would like, and you can educate yourself on what the firms have to offer and what their proposal is.
Right.
That's typically the process.
I would prefer to have the same information that the ad hoc committee had, just so I have an opportunity to be a more intelligent vote at this point. But I do also trust the ad hoc committee to come up with the right three people. So I'm going to probably not second it. But I would like to see all of us get this information prior to a vote like this, is all. So you trust the ad hoc committee to come up with the right three at this point?
If the majority of the board would like everyone to get the information that any ad hoc does, we can surely do that. That has not been the practice, but if you would like to do that,
I would like to have it.
We could share with everybody, and that's no problem at all. But that just hasn't been the practice in the past.
Excellent.
Okay.
As you said, Ted, it's a matter of trust.
Thank you.
We select the five with an alternate. Last one we did, I think you were at the interview. And that's a way to educate yourself. Been done that way. Not that way is the absolute best way over the years, but that's been past practice.
Thanks. I would echo what Ted said, Director Japp, because I did attend the ad hoc committee for the Catalyst and Hutch Blackwell, and it is informative. I'm not able to make a lot of those for work commitments, but I would, and you already committed that, John. If I wanted to get that, I could. So I would appreciate that.
Okay,
it would
sure.
be good information.
That's and no appreciate problem at all. Yep, every board's a little different, so
yeah, that's okay. For me. It'd be good. Thanks.
We can do that from now on. Then everybody will get what the ad hoc does.
Thanks.
All the questions.
Voting on the cease and debate. All on cease and debate.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Roll call on the original motion.
Yes. Yes.
Sabinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes.
Winwell.
Yes. Item 9C, programs, projects, operations, Director Fred Connick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the November 12, 2019 meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendation of the Subcommittee are hereby. 9C1, groundwater monitoring joint funding.
Yes.
Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute a joint. District of $13,040 for the continuation of groundwater monitoring in the Platte and Valley, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager by District Legal Counsel.
Public comments? Staff, directors.
Thank you, sir. I just want to reiterate my point the other night that. Like what Paul was talking about in terms of continuity of data from year to year, there is benefit there. The concerning part is the number of wells involved here. You can't make heads or tails of it. Statistically invalid. So it seems if you're not going to get stats that you can make use of in a quality way, seems like a frivolous expense of money. So, you know, I'm voting against it because I don't think it's not a good idea. I don't think you have enough wells out there to get the job done.
Comments?
Paul?
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Bagley?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Yes.
Winwell?
Yes.
Yes.
Item 9C2, Papier Watershed Structures D17 and D18 Rock Berm Stabilization Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Construction Inc. in an amount of $128,315. Construction of the Papier Watershed Structures D-17 and D-18 front berm stabilization project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval to form by district legal counsel. I so move.
Public comments. Directors.
How old are these structures again? Approximately. Martin, you would know that.
One was built in 1990, the other was built in 1995, so roughly.
Has this type of work been done on these structures before?
No, it's they were built without rock, and that's why we have this problem today.
Some of them are approaching 30 years old. And
right. Wave erosion over time gets worse than eventually.
And this should take care of the issue totally.
For another 30 years.
All right, that's all.
Fine, retire.
Whichever comes up.
Will you still be here then? working here to.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Thank you. Any other comments? Paul?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Quinlaw?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes.
Item 9C3, bid opening for Elkhorn River Improvement Project 2019 repairs. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract.
Niwana
Construction Inc. in a construction of the Elkhorn River. The changes deemed necessary by the general manager.
Public comments. Directors. Roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Quinlaw.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Yes.
And Shepard. Yes.
Item 9C4, lead bridge debris cleanup contract. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to reject the November 5th, 2019 bid. Bridge debris cleanup and rebid the project. I so move.
Up comments. To have directors.
Question.
I have one just quick question. What is the proposed plan B timeline to get it rebid in?
Harlan, you want
to? We plan to let that next Monday.
Okay. Very soon. Say let it. Has there been other interest besides this one company?
Aware of? We're hoping so.
Okay. Might just end up with the same company again.
Well, we hope we get more. We're going to extend the contract period.
Okay.
And we'll reach out to the ones that expressed interest but they didn't bid for whatever reason they didn't bid.
Martin, you had mentioned that there's some requirement that you can't transport these across county line. Whose requirement is that?
It's a state requirement, and I think
because it appears that might be a financial burden to us, for the waiving of that requirement, because these came from place across another county, and they ended up in either our county or Cass County. So it's ridiculous to think that, oh, you can't transport debris, whether or not they're ash trees, we don't even know that. So it's kind of absurd that if they're in ash borers, then they're probably dead anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I would encourage, before you let that bid, to get with the state forestry and say, hey, look, the state has a problem. We're not the only, we might be the only one removing debris, but I think that's an absurd requirement and could be costly, assuming that to allow them to transport would result in a cheaper price. Is that a good assumption?
We'll sure look into that.
We have them in our office now, so we can just go down there tomorrow and ask them. Yes.
You want Tim McCormick to go with? He's bigger than me.
Yeah,
so Director Teaser.
The problem's really Emerald Ash Borer, and that's in the ash trees, obviously. Yes. And what we have out there, the majority are cottonwoods. Couldn't they? I'm sure they know the difference.
Yeah. We'll ask.
You know, a lot of them have the bark peeled off. Yes. May be able to, but I. We'll take a look at it.
Please do.
Quick question. All right.
Did you have a question?
Just, are you going to ask for a waiver? What's your current thought process?
I will talk to them and see what options are available. I don't even know that. No one does. Okay.
Thank you.
And I think where they actually got declined before was from Sarpy County Landfill. Involved in regulating that.
And there's really no requirement. It has to go to a landfill.
No.
It can be mulched with a tub grinder and set aside for free mulch.
Well, one of the things we're going to recommend they do is contact a couple of the pallet companies that are having them take large trees. So I think they'll actually come and do that.
But I guess what I'm saying is whatever specs we put out should allow a lot of flexibility with the hope that it reduces the price. Roll call.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Renwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Adrian.
Yes.
Item 9C5, Buffalo Stream Bank Stabilization Interlocal Agreement with Sarpy County. Recommendation that the consideration of the Buffalo Stream Bank Stabilization Interlocal Agreement with Sarpy County be postponed until Sarpy County provides updated information on the project scope and price, or Sarpy County submits a new cost share application for this project. And I submit.
Public comments, staff, directors. Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Renwald.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
And Sherpleson.
Yes.
Item B, Finance, Venture, Legal. Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the November 12, 2019 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted, incorporating these minutes and the following recommendations to the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Land acquisition for Dam Site 19 project. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Lynette Rotbaugh, trustee and Mark Rotbaugh, revocable trust, the property located at 8787 South 204th Street in Sarpy County, Nebraska, for the purchase price of $1,495,000, payable in 3 annual installments, subject to change deed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by the district legal counsel. And I so move. I also understand that Lynette is in the audience, so if the board members have any questions of her, I'm sure she'd be more willing to.
Well, I'll ask her if she wants to make any public comments at this point.
No, I mean, I presented my story.
Please identify your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Lynette Roxburg.
We know you.
All right. Yeah, I was here about 5 months ago, presented my story to you guys. I think it was in May. And appreciate the approval of the board to proceed with negotiations to purchase my property. I don't really have anything else to add to that, but I, you know, if there's any questions you have. Been compliant with the appraisal process and the terms department. So,
right. Thank you.
I'm done.
Staff comments, directors.
We're paying for this over 3 years. Were you going to continue to live there or not? Then,
yes. I mean,
over
probably that? For a couple of years. I mean,
yeah, I can chime in. She has the option to stay.
So who's the legal owner then at that point? Well, we're going to agree to purchase this in three installments, so we make it a payment. Who's the owner at this point?
She will be. But the payment schedule, she pays
taxes and everything on the property until we take full possession.
Half.
And one other thing, I guess, is over here. Do we know what the actual total estimate for purchase as of land purchases for a dam site 19 would be? Do we have an estimate?
Lori,
fall in line with that?
Well, I don't think we have a total estimate, but
I would refrain from discussing too much of that tonight.
Well, I mean, we can get overall.
We had some estimate to start with.
So the total project estimate was about $18 million for
the land purchases. And was this property considered in that $18 million?
Yes.
Approximately that price. Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah. We're close. Okay. Very close, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call. Was that a hand coming up?
I didn't, yes, sir.
You're waiting. I didn't know. Director Greenwald.
Were you able to get any buyers?
No, I never listed it.
Public knowledge that the dam site was going to go to. I had some
pocket inquiries, I guess you would call
them. So it's never
been
on the market? Yeah. Just official, anyway, you see it. So we really don't know.
For policy, we have a formal appraisal, a professional appraisal.
I'm talking the appraisal. I'm talking fair market. In other words, you put it out there.
That's what the appraisal does, is fair market value.
Yeah.
Again, there's been no bid. It's never been put out for somebody to bid on it. Just because somebody says it's appraisal does not mean you're going to get that price for it. Look at the Witherspoon Mansion. It was appraised at $13.5 million. What did it sell for? Anybody here have a guess?
Director Grunwald.
Sir, we I have the floor, sir.
Can you
I
be
have
quiet?
The floor, sir.
I've
no,
got
sir,
the floor
I have
right
the floor.
Now.
No,
please
sir, I have
respect
the, floor.
The chairman right now.
I have the floor. And
no,
I, will,
I'm,
I have the floor.
I'm going to call you out of order in no time at all.
Point of order is I have
quiet.
The floor. I'm making my
you're
comments.
Off. You are out of order
every
talking
person,
about some, something not on the agenda.
Every person has the right to get, every board member has the right to get up and make their position known. Because you don't
you're
like it.
You're not addressing time. This particular line item.
But the point is, we have somebody here that's saying, I want you to buy my property. Fair enough. You get to do that. I'm sitting here saying, okay, have you done everything you can to sell it to somebody else? That's one of them. The answer is no. Two. I didn't
where
see
are
a listing.
Where going with this, Director?
And number two is we've got this big picture item. We've got the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They've got their two-year, five-state study coming out. They're not even sure they need dam site 19.
You are out of order no, talking
Mr.
about
Chairman,
that.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to call the question right now.
I am in the middle of my discussion here,
no,
sir. I have not given up.
Then I'm going to call a point of order because that's certainly
you're
not
way out of line here, Mr. Order.
Please, yeah. Please
the
refrain from.
Phone question.
Yeah.
Vote.
We can't discuss.
All debate ceases yeah. when they call the question.
So we are going to cease debate. It's been a vote on ceasing debate.
Second.
Yes.
Greenwald. No.
Yes.
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 Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes. Vote on the original motion.
Eller.
Yes.
Frenzel.
Excuse me, I was having a discussion point.
We're voting on the original motion.
Oh, to buy the ground? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for coming. Is item E, Executive Subcommittee Report, Chairperson Jim Thompson. Be resolved, minutes of November 12th, 2019 minute of the Executive Subcommittee hereby accepted. Incorporating these minutes following recommendation, the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Approved change policy 4.0 board minutes, regular monthly meetings. Recommendation proposed amendment to district policy 4.0 be tabled for consideration at the next regular meeting of the board per district policy. No call on the table yet.
Tabling it? Yeah.
Until next month, that's our policy.
That's excellent, sir. I think we do need a month to talk about it.
Yeah. Yes, for tabling.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Bagley. Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
And Chairperson. Yes. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you.
Items on the screen, items A, B, and J. Moved that these are voted to and approved.
Moved and seconded by Director Tim McCormick that the Treasurer's Report be approved. Public comments? Directors? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Funwell.
Yes. Bradley, legal update. Do we need to go into executive session, sir?
No, there's no legal update.
Right. Nothing you want to talk about?
No.
Thank you. Item 12, Chairperson's Report. Item A is the appointment of little papial channel culverts rehab. What's the resolution on that?
In the pocket of you both.
Well, usually it's in the green resolution. Anyways, vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's that's probably sometimes in the green. No? Whatever. Item A is the appointment of the with Fred Conley as chair, McCormick, Begley, Fowler, myself, and Larry Bradley as alternate. Is there a motion on that?
I'll move.
Second.
And seconded. Comments? Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Funwell.
Yes.
Yes.
And Shepard. Yes. Before I move on to 13, I'd like to add that tomorrow is National Recycles Day. And what that means is a lot of things. We ought to recycle. It's part of our mission. We do incur significant expense and energy to recycle pesticide containers. The tire recycling event was just phenomenal up there in Ted Japp's neighborhood. And please be conscious. And I want to ask a question to staff. Here's my coffee cup. Which one does that go into, the green or the waste? Any votes? I don't
table
hear
that motion.
Oh, oh. No one has an idea? Staff?
Come on, I'm just looking for a recycle.
I don't want to hear anything. Well, okay, let's look at this. It's paper, right? Not paper? Where's paper go? Staff? Whoever set those bins out? Oh,
they're not
here.
They're not here.
I've been putting mine in the green and let the guys who resort it realize that this is Sustainable Forestry Initiative, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, let's be conscious of what we're recycling. City of Omaha is going to embark on a significant recycling event with green bins for those of us who live in Omaha. I'm sorry, not green bins, totes. Those are going away. The totes are going away, but the carts are coming. 2021. The city is now considering a revision to the recycling process contract. I encourage our board members that live in Omaha to continue and encourage the city of Omaha to recycle through the processing contract that obviously is going to cost the city more money because it'll be more recyclables in the waste stream. So National Recycling Day. Let's keep that in our minds. Okay, item 13, General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. The Missouri River Levy groundbreaking ceremony was a huge success. A lot of media outlets obviously were there. Appreciate all the directors that came. Governor Ricketts, obviously members of the congressional delegation, the Corps, and then Offutt Air Force Base personnel were there as well as leadership. So we kind of let out the word that these have started, we're working on it, and so that has tamped down the phone calls and the email inquiries that when's it going to start, so it was a good job getting that out. Personal miscellaneous item, I had the pleasure of speaking to the Skills USA class from Bennington High School, talked about the history of the NRDs and the benefit of the NRD system, a great group of kids, excellent teachers, so it was fun to go out and talk to those students. Chaco Hills has a new recreation opportunity thanks to the Eagle Scout Troop 429 and members of our parks crew. They built a Gaga ball pit near the picnic area A. If you've never played Gaga ball, now you've got an opportunity.
I had to look it up. I don't know what it was.
What's Gaga ball?
Gaga ball is a gentler, kinder version of dodgeball, and you have to hit below the waist. So. No headshots. Now that we have an octagon, we can put barbed wire around it if you want to have a UCF match or something like that. So now that we have that. Report on purchases, construction service, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as the current ongoing project of the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report is attached as well. The next meeting is scheduled for January 23rd, 2020. Also surplus chairs, so the old board chairs, old metal ones, declaring them surplus, they have a value of practically, I don't know, not much. So I'm going to kind of shop it around as far as if I can get anything for them. If not, we're going to contact some organizations, nonprofit, to see if somebody will come and take them. If not, we'll recycle them. So one way or another, we will get rid of them. So. Wanted to let everybody know to have a happy Thanksgiving. I can't believe that's already upon us. And as always, if you need anything, please let I or the staff know. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Item 14, informational items, future meetings. Please note, put them on your calendar. I want to add that the National Association of Conservation Districts meeting is in February. Y'all had been notified of that before. We have two board members who will be going. But let me know if you're interested in case one of those board members are not able to attend that meeting. Item 15.
Mr. Chairman, where is that being held this year?
It's in Las Vegas.
I think the whole board just volunteered.
Item 15. Oh, Rich.
If I could. I've taken several of the board members out in Marshall Douglas County to look at the dike situation. I'd like to take the rest of you, if you'd make yourselves available. I think your eyes would open if you, Ted, would you agree?
Yes, I just recently took that tour, and I highly recommend it. So it is very eye-opening to see the damage that has occurred from the flooding, and it's still a mess in places.
Again, I'd be more than willing to take you. Just contact me and we'll get you a couple hour tour. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, one last thing. Today was General Hyten, Commander Stratcom's last day, and his farewell address. He did talk about how the community, which included the NRD, came together in a really arduous time and to really help out the base. And so he was really just amazed on how it all came together. And he's very thankful. So in his farewells, he's just he wanted everybody to know before he takes over as a Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And so tomorrow morning we welcome a new commander, Admiral Ray Richards, and I'm sure he'll be just get up to speed here quickly. So thank you for all your hard work, General Winkler. Team, those team effort.
All right. Chairman.